Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I said the train kept a rollin' all night long. 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 With a heave and a hoe. But I just couldn't tell her so. No, no, no. Hey there, peoples. This is your old friend, Old Jim, here on Rockin' the Suburbs. Patrick Foster is off today. I am kicking off the new music series of the month. This is the month of November, according to the 2025 AD calendar. It means we're going to look back at some music released in the month of October. As I mentioned, it is a series on this show. There will be a number of episodes after this. I don't know what that number is, but a number of them in which listeners also talk about their favorite releases of the past month. All right, it's going to be a quick one for me. I'm going to do three songs. Two original new songs and a cover that was released in October 2025. All right, and as always, we ride the new music train when we talk about new music. So toot toot, peoples. Let's start off here in London. The train embarks from London with a band called Bar Italia. And this song is called Omni Shambles. Omni Shambles is the name of the song. It's off their new album called Some Like It Hot, which came out on October 17th on Matador Records. It is the band's fifth album. It is a very short song. 2 minutes and 16 seconds. I really enjoy its new wavy kind of sound. And the band says about the album that it pulses with romance, intrigue, self-discovery, and rapture over lustful rockers, spellbinding folk pop, punch-drunk ballads, and undefinable moments that sneak up on you like a burst of 5 p.m. sunshine. So here we go. Bar Italia with Omni Shambles. All right, there you go. Bar Italia with Omni Shambles. All right, now let's get back in the train and let's head out of London and let's go over to Chicago. Sorry, I had to check that for a moment because I thought we might be headed to Rochester, New York, because that's where this band used to be based, but now you will find them in Chicago. The band is called Cusp, C-U-S-P, Cusp, and this song is called In a Box. It's on their new album, What I Want Doesn't Want Me Back, which also came out on October 17th on a label called Exploding in Sound. Now, Cusp's Jen Bender describes the song as, quote, a reflection on my persistent inner conversations about comfort, art and purpose, and it questions what impact art can have if the artist feels trapped in a box of their own making. I should note that this album was recorded at the famous Electrical Audio Studio, and this is Cusp's second album. Let's listen now to In a Box. There you go, Cusp, In a Box. I love that crazy chorus, right? Talk about, you know, quiet, loud, quiet technique, man. Like within the chorus, and it's the loud part is really crazy. Like that a lot. Very cool. Check out the band Cusp. All right. I'm going to play out here with a cover. This is a cover of an Eddie Cochran song. And who should cover Eddie Cochran but, wait for it, the Stray Cats, right? Makes perfect sense. So get back in the train. We're going to head over to Massapequa. That's on Long Island. And check in with the Stray Cats. I don't know if they still live there or not, but I just like to say Massapequa. All right. Stray Cats released their first new music in 6 years. This is a single. There was a single called Stampede came out in October. And the B-side is this Eddie Cochran cover called Teenage Heaven. Now, you might recognize the melody in this song preceding even Eddie Cochran, but nevertheless, Eddie took that melody, wrote this song, and very cool. Says Slim Jim Phantom of the Stray Cats, Teenage Heaven is a natural for the Stray Cats. It has always been one we wanted to do but hadn't. Sir, Mick Jagger suggested we do that one in 1980. It took a little while, but we listened to Mick. Eddie Cochran was the best rock star ever and has always been a big influence. He looked great, he played great, he sang great. He was way ahead of the curve with studio technique and left behind an unbelievably big catalog. So there you go. We're going to play out with that song. I'm looking forward to the other new music picks this week. Listen to Rock in the Suburbs every day. It is vitally important that you do so. It is a daily dose of music goodness, and we need that. You need that for your own well-being, all right? On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, who's doing quite well, he's rebounded from his previous illness. He had a little bout of kennel cough, but now he is all better. On behalf of both of them, thank you very much for listening. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan, and we leave you now with Stray Cats, and we'll talk to you later. Toot toot peoples.